Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station, and this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, kicking you down with the good vibes every Sunday. As y'all know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration and to empower you as much as you allow yourself to be empowered. You are airborne and you got silver rays. What's up, guys? You've just tuned into Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Davey. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. As you know, we live in a vibrational universe. What does that mean? Well, we're here to tell you. I'd like to introduce someone very special that's going to be joining us more often here on the Vibration Station. If you guys tuned in last week, you got to know a little bit about him, but after we had such an awesome in tune show last week, you know, I was speaking with Brother Avi, and I realized that he would be a wonderful addition to the Vibration Station. So I'd like to welcome Brother co-host Avi. How you doing, my man?
I'm good today. It's an honor to be back.
It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you for having me back this weekend.
Yeah, man.
I'm ready.
Absolutely. So the reason being You know, we're all here because we have a love for feeling good. We all have a love for expanding. We have a love for being the best that we can possibly be. Now, we've been given this platform on in this like time space little earth thing that we got going on, where we can experience many emotions, happy, sad. It pretty much varies between that.
Right.
You're happy or you're sad, but there's a bunch in between, right?
Right.
Today's show, we're going to focus on defining what you as an individual choose to see within another person. Each and every single day, you know, we drive within traffic. I always use traffic as an example here on the Vibration Station because it is a collective community. When you're in traffic, you are a part of a collective community, whether you're familiar with it or not. And when you're in traffic, you're communicating on many subconscious levels with all the people around you. Just like when you change lanes, you communicated with that person.
Right. Like that chick next to me always combing her hair, the guy brushing his teeth.
Exactly.
Like, what happened to him this morning? That's the question. And you know, when he didn't have time to brush his teeth, you know, and he brought his toothbrush to the car, you know, he's trying to make his day that much better.
He absolutely is. That's why he's brushing his teeth while
Look
he's
at
on
that.
His... While he's on his ride, dude.
Talking about motivation.
Exactly. So, you know, we have interfaces with people on a moment-to-moment basis. Someone cuts you off, you either have the choice to flip them off, or to just, like, you know, you can, if someone flips me off, I throw them a heart, and it really throws them off, and then, and then they, like, speed away, and because I you know, you just, like... Just like beat them with love, you know? They flip you off. They're like, fuck you. And you're like, I love you. They're like, no. What the fuck? So it's great. It's an awesome opportunity to raise someone else's vibe. But what we're going to be talking about today is choosing what you see within other people.
Right.
So Avi, you being, you would consider yourself a student of the school of life. Right?
Yes.
You're conscious. You're totally aware. Right. You're conscious of what your thoughts are capable of.
Right.
You're conscious of what your actions are capable of.
Well, yes. And, you know, when I look at an individual, you know, any individual that I meet day to day, I'm always focused on the good things that person can provide, you know?
That's beautiful.
You know, if you focus on anything else, that would just distract you from really seeing the bigger picture.
Totally.
Of us all being here to, you know, to network together and grow together.
So true.
You know?
Obviously, something that I wanted to talk to you about, and of course, the listeners. By the way, if you guys want to call in, tell us what you think. Or just chime in on our conversation. You can always do that. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. That's it. If you would like to call in live on Dave's Good Vibration Station, here with Avi and Dave here, LA Talk Radio. You could talk about what we're talking about. You could tell us we're idiots and you think we're stupid. But then that's okay.
But it doesn't matter because it's so sunny and beautiful today in LA that it won't hurt our feelings.
Yes!
That's what I'm saying,
man.
Not gonna
kill
it.
You can call in and say anything. It won't faze us because we're looking at this beautiful scenery. You know, it's a beautiful day here in LA, obviously on LA Talk Radio. But as I am familiar with, this is an internet radio station, therefore it does broadcast worldwide. So if you are not in Los Angeles and it's snowing or it's cold, or you're halfway across the world and it's really hot somewhere, you just make it the best that you can. So our whole point here is, just like Avi said, even if someone were to call in right now and say, you know, Dave, Avi, you guys are saying things that just don't make sense to me, and personally, I don't like it, that would be all right with us because we have a choice to see you in a certain way. We could look at you. We could be like, wow, you're a big ass, and I could hang up on you and be like, bam, you're done. But I wouldn't do that. I would ask you. I'd be like, what? Why? Why do you think that? I would talk to you, and I would want to know. I would want to pull like as much as I could, as much as you would allow me to. Right. And as much as I would allow myself to, that's today's show, right. As much as I would allow myself
sure,
to.
Sure, sure. I think you would give out something positive to him, even though he gave out something negative to you. Like seeing that, you know, every day we have the choice to either express ourselves to somebody else in an angry manner.
Yes.
Or in a caring and happy manner, you know, is a really big choice we have in our day to day.
Exactly.
And, you know, being how words are as powerful as they are,
yeah,
you know, we should choose to give out a happy expression of ourselves, a more giving, a more caring kind of expression.
Yeah.
A person who is much more, you know, thankful and, right. you know, he sees the good that another individual has done for him always. You know, and he's not blind to it.
Yes.
He shows appreciation. Then that's the key to, you know, a growing relationship between two people.
Yes.
Appreciation. That's something we don't have enough of. And it comes to work, you know, if you're trying to grow in relationships with your boss, trying to grow in relationships with your coworkers, it's always, you know, most people won't go and tell you, oh, you know, I really appreciate what you've done for me.
Right.
Thank you so much. You know, I would gladly do the same for you.
Right.
If, you know, most people, they keep it, you know, they keep those things locked in. And, you know, why would you do that? You
right.
know, just go ahead and tell the person you appreciate what you've done for them. Because I'm sure, you know, through their whole day, nobody else has done that for them. And
totally.
And, you know, gratitude is one of the most powerful things in this world. When you're trying to seek the good in people, you know.
Yeah.
If you hate a person, at least be grateful for something they have done for you, because I'm sure they've done something great for you.
Beautifully said.
You know,
Avi, that's truly beautifully said.
That stems into our work, stems into our family, stems into everything, and. You know, seeing the good in people is always the best option. And, of course, expressing yourself with gratitude and kindness will definitely take you to different vibrations in your life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you ever had that time where you got angry and you got frustrated and, you know, you unleashed it on the person. You just said, right. I hate you.
Right.
You this and that. And everything that's negative that you could think about, what you've thought about that person, you know, that person might not see you again in the same way, which is really sad, I mean, many others will forgive you and, you know, they'll know that it's human, you know, we right. all get angry and we all have a choice to see the bad things in somebody or the good, you know.
So true.
It doesn't matter what I said. I could have said, you know, the good things about you, but I chose to say the bad things about
yes,
you.
Yes.
So that always, you know, messes with our relationships, you know, messes with our vibrations. And that's why, you know, being angry is one of the worst things, you know, when you're trying to express yourself to another individual.
So true.
Because anger is a very flawed vibration. And it takes, so, you know, sometimes it takes people time to come back from, you know, when they freak out on somebody for them to connect again, you
totally.
Know, on that same frequency, you know,
totally.
it could take a day, it could take two, it all depends on the two individuals.
Could take 10 years.
Could take 10 years.
Could take a lifetime.
Good luck for those people. I mean, they're going to have a tough time if it's going to take exactly. 10 years to grow. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's going to be an issue.
Well, I beautiful, once again, beautifully said, brother. That's,
you know,
that's why I love you here. On the vibration station, something that you said, Avi, that actually is proven through science. And I always like to take, you know, I say this on a lot of our shows, but I do like to take, you know, concepts that are spiritual or metaphysical or, you know, that revolve around a vibrational nature and then apply them to science, apply them to physics, apply them to what our scientists teach us, right?
Right.
So I was doing a little research the other day, and I found out that the very first single-celled organisms that were ever discovered on this planet, the very first single-celled organisms that were ever discovered, they became a greater cell by somehow instinctually, and remember, this is one cell. They don't have a brain. They don't have there's no body parts. This is a cell. This is one cell. So science has proven to us that the single-celled organism became the multi-celled organism by working in a collective community with the rest of the cells. So what I learned was this one, you know, the one single cell eventually was able to communicate with, and now, yeah, there's, you know, cellular meiosis and a symbiosis, all this stuff where they can, you know, split off and divide themselves and do all this gnarly thing, this gnarly stuff. And I'm no scientist, all right, but I understand the basics of it. And what it comes down to is, even on a cellular level, it's proven that we have to work together to become a greater more. So when you choose to work together with another person in a positive way, they and you are coming together and creating something greater that never existed before you guys came together. Same thing with the single-celled organism working with these other cells. Now, it's very interesting. One of the cells provided essentially the space for the cells to live. Another cell provided the nutrients for the cells to thrive. Another cell provided, like, and it's literally like these little communities of single-celled organisms that came together and then became one big cell that just kept multiplying and multiplying and multiplying because they knew how to work together instinctually. That's crazy. So what this brings me to is, just like the single-celled organisms, if that little cell had a brain and said, you know what, screw you, cell, like, I'm not going to use your space to help us expand, there would not be a huge, there wouldn't be anything, right? So we need to understand that everything was created
on a positive note.
On a positive note, exactly. Right. Everything that has been created has been created from a collective agreement to co-create, right? So, Avi, this brings us to a point that you were just talking about. You were like, you know, look at the good in people. Think about this for a second. You know, you go on Instagram, you go on Facebook, you go on all these social media websites.
Right.
You see all these pictures, people taking selfies, people, you know, oh, look at my new shoes. That's all well and good. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with enjoying the physical material world. That's why we're physical. We're here to enjoy it. But when you make that your reason for living is when you lose sight of why we're really here. So just like you said, Avi, instead of focusing on how can I make myself more appealing to the outside world, by, you know, and obviously advertisers know all about this, showing you a product to make you feel like you'll be worth more once you own the product. That's why they have all these, you know, photoshopped images of perfect women and perfectly sculpted men. And like, it's to make you feel less and then to make you think, well, if I'm going to wear this product, if I'm going to get these sunglasses or wear these jeans or wear this or do that, then I will be worth more. Well, that is a facade. That is a facade created in the human mind. Instead of thinking, how can I improve myself to get a greater, you know, response from the exterior world, ask yourself, how do I want to contribute to the exterior world? Instead of, how can I contribute to myself to make myself more appealing to everybody else? You ask yourself, how can I contribute into the collective whole to make it better for me and everybody else?
Right. So how does the advertising really connect? Well, you lost me on advertising.
So you see these commercials, right?
Right.
And they tell you, no matter what it is, if it's a medication for something that you have, you know, wrong with you,
right.
If it's like a new pair of jeans or like a cool kind of, you know, clothing company or whatever it is, there's a lot of advertising and advertising agencies know all about this. It's using the human psyche against the individual.
They should tell you what's good with you. They should tell you what's good.
Exactly.
With you.
Say you're beautiful how you are, and only buy this product if it makes you feel good. Don't buy this product because we're going to make you feel less of a person because you don't have it.
Right.
Right? So that's
an interesting
perspective. It opens up all these things. I mean, it's a well-known thing in advertising where people, and there's been a lot of debates about it too. People have said it's really unethical. People have said it's almost like somewhat benevolent,
psychologically
benevolent, yeah. Right? If you show, you know, cable TV or whatever, if you show millions of people these products and you basically say in your commercials subliminally that you're not as good of a person until you have this product, it makes you want to go buy that product because you're going to feel, well, if these guys have it and, hey, look at that guy on the commercial. Right. I want to look like him. So you go and buy it. It's all a facade. It's not real. It's not you contributing to the exterior world. It's you contributing to your exterior physique.
Right. Totally agree with you.
To get a response from the exterior world, which doesn't make any sense because everybody is a reflection of you. So then that brings us
right
back here to Avi. If everyone is a reflection of everyone, so like you're a reflection of me, I'm interacting with a version of you that I am vibrationally equivalent to.
Right.
Right? You're interacting with a version of me. Everybody that we interact with is a vibrational equivalent in some way, shape, or another to us because we are the creators of our reality.
Right. And I see that, you know, advertising could be very powerful. And
super
you
powerful.
You know, it's been, you know, since the dawn of the internet, the radio, TV, you know, we've chosen to go about in a more, more manipulative manner when
yes.
it comes to selling our products on radio.
Yes.
On regardless, whatever it is.
Yes, absolutely. You know?
And we've chosen to go about negative ways to manipulate people to buy products. But that's irregardless to the real issue. I mean, advertising firms can choose to do that. I think the most important thing is, you know, the people themselves, you know, the exterior collective conscious, the people that are watching these commercials. Like, I think as long as, you know, hopefully they're connected with themselves and, you know, they understand what's going on in these commercials and what's going on
yes.
in these radio shows or what's going on in these movies, you
right.
know.
That's product the most placement important. Is a big one, too. Yeah,
that's the most important part, you know. And, of course, the whole point of this talk show is to get everybody to understand the collective conscious. And as long as everybody, you know, together is understanding and in connection with themselves, I mean, these advertisements can continue for as long as they want to. It
exactly.
It's irregardless. It, you
so
know,
true.
It's outdated at this point, you know. It's outdated. These forms of advertising and, you know, they can continue to go about how they'd like to. But I'm sure there's going to be advertisements, you know, that are happening nowadays that are more positive.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And personally, I've seen these. I've seen recently. I was watching TV, and actually, also saw a banner recently. It's about how to like encourage others to be kind and stuff like that.
Have you seen that? That's beautiful.
That's
awesome.
That's an interesting form of like positive advertising that I've seen recently. You know,
I haven't seen that. I didn't see that 5 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't see that 5 years ago. You know, there's some positive
advertising that's coming about now, you know, and it's great. It's great, you know. I think the more time passes, you know, the more positive the advertising is going to become.
Without a doubt.
You know, it's going to be much more beneficial to everybody as a whole.
I agree. And you brought up a really good point. It's like, it's not the responsibility of the advertisers to control what they're putting out there. It's the responsibility of the individual to understand
and make their own
choices. And make their own decisions.
Right.
You said that beautifully, Ari. Right. So it's like, same thing with tobacco companies.
Right.
Think about this. Like
the whole vaping, let's talk about that vaping right now. I mean,
right.
this is seen as a positive thing. You know, the advertising is positive.
Right. Right.
You know, they're saying, hey,
it's healthier.
No tar.
Right.
You know, it's a cleaner form of nicotine. I mean, there's been some positive advertising with that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, of course, I saw the tobacco company. Well, I don't know if these were tobacco companies that were backing this. But, you know, they had the whole commercial where the kids are picking up the vapes. And they're like, oh, is this – what flavor is this one? And all that, you know, like – they're saying,
oh, yeah. So tobacco's saying that the vape industry is now trying to tap into the kids and
yeah,
the kids
because
have
of
done.
The flavors and all this stuff. So, you know, I mean, it's very controversial about what's going on with this advertising.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. And what's interesting is it's like, There's always going to be two sides. Mm-hmm. The people in the tobacco companies are going to say, you know, whatever they can to make sure that they still have cash flow going into their businesses.
Sure, sure.
The people with the vape companies are going to say whatever they can to make sure that they have cash flow going into their businesses. But right. What it comes down to is just like you said, it's up to the individual whether they choose to buy the product or not, to use the product on a religious basis or not.
Right.
And then that brings us back around, you know, is vaping better? Probably. Do we know all the chemicals and all the little things and the vegetable glycerin? That's not too bad. But, you know, all these little things that go into it, we don't know. We haven't had – the cool thing is we've had – I don't know if it's cool, but we've had – 50 years, over about 70 years, 60, 70 years of people – oh, shit, more than that. It's in, like, the 20s. Like, smoking cigarettes. Almost like 100 years, literally. Almost like 100 years of people smoking cigarettes with, like, a cigarette company. Now, people have been smoking tobacco, you know, like, in, like, the fields of China and where they grew, like, tobacco, like, thousands of years ago. But I'm talking about her hundreds of years ago. But I'm talking about, like, commercialized tobacco. Tobacco with – you know, so this – that's been around for 50 to 100 years, let's just say. You know, that's a big range. But it's been around for a long time, enough for people to see the effects of what it does to their body after using it every day for 50 years. And then all of a sudden now, you know, well, it didn't just start now, but you know, about...
Vaping's been around for only maybe like seven
something,
years?
Yeah, it's fairly new. It's fairly new.
And so, we're already starting to say that it's, you know, critically...
Right.
Like, about to, like, you know, hurt every individual that tries it.
Right. I mean, anybody can say anything about any product.
It hasn't been long enough.
It hasn't been long enough to come up with like a scientific
right.
definition for what this does over 50 years of use because it hasn't been around. But right. regardless, you got to do things that you feel are right for you.
Yeah.
If you smoke cigarettes and you think to yourself, well, maybe this is a healthier alternative for me. Go with whatever your heart says.
You know,
if you smoke vapes and you're like, you know, I want to stop or, you know, I want to start. The point is, you are responsible for your own decisions.
Right.
You get to choose what you see. And this brings – this actually kind of dives into other things like
you
not –
you can't let the nicotine talk for you, though.
Of course
that's
not.
That's the most important part.
Right. And you see you've seen all the commercials where it's like the girl's like, you know, I surrender myself and this is a contract. You know, I just saw this commercial, you know, and she's like, you know, I'll tell – I surrender, to you where I spend my money, where I spend my time, what I do with my life. And then it shows like her tobacco. Writing this contract, and then it rolls up and it's a cigarette. And then they're like, don't let tobacco fool you. You know, so I that's awesome. That's cool. And I'm super about getting people in a healthier consciousness. And anybody that smokes cigarettes is not necessarily in a super healthy consciousness, because you're obviously putting 2,000 chemicals in your body. But enjoying whatever, that's a whole other topic. Right. But my point is, and Avi, what I'm passionate about expressing to the collective consciousness today is everything is a reflection of you. So view it how you, pretend like you're the other person looking at you and react in that way. Pretend like you are the company.
Right.
Like, what are the company's intentions? Do these people want to give you life, or do they just want to make money off of you?
You know, I think first of all that right now the vaping industry is continuing to grow.
Absolutely, know? Without
and,
a doubt.
And the only issue is, you know, between vaping and tobacco is that the amount of nicotine you can consume at one time in a vape is much larger than the amount that you can consume in a cigarette, because it's concentrated.
It's concentrated.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
You know?
I've used those vapes before, and
it's just a problem.
I'll get like so unbelievably lightheaded, like, you know, for fun, like a friend's had a vape, and you know, like, well, you know, you'll take a vape hit or whatever, and you'll just get like, at least for me. And now people get acclimated to it, so they don't feel that lightheaded feeling. But I remember the first couple times I smoked a vape, I was like, whoa! Yeah. And it was just this nicotine overload. Like, my face got pale, and like, I remember. So, but then I do understand that there's different levels. You can get it with no nicotine if you want, right? You can get juice with
just the flavor.
Just the flavor. So that would be cool if we got everyone off nicotine and they just started doing the flavors. But then that goes right back into the kids, you know? There's no nicotine in it, so an 8-year-old can smoke it. You know, it's a whole thing. But really, like, the creme de la creme of what we're talking about here is be responsible for your own decisions. Don't put anything else on anybody but yourself. If you made a decision, be responsible for that decision. Take control. Take ownership of that decision and allow that decision to make you a better person, even if you regret doing what you did.
Right, right. And you know, that's a very important factor right there. When you're even, you know, when we spoke about in the beginning of the show today about, you know, the relationships between people.
Yes.
I mean, we want to spread positivity. I mean,
right.
That's a very important factor in where you're trying to take responsibility for your actions and not blame anybody else, because you know, in order to be positive, you're going to have to take responsibility for your own actions.
So true.
There's no other way to get out of it, because
you're
going to start blaming others. You're going to be negative, and, you know, it's just going to spread more negativity. And, you know, people, you know, you have to make big choices in life, and you have to be responsible for your own choices. I totally agree with you. If you want to continue to grow with others,
right,
and have a positive message about yourself.
Right. It's empowering. You know, people, it's really interesting. I was having a wonderful conversation yesterday, and we were talking about how people, there's this portion of people of our collective community that want to be taken care of by the government, or want someone to provide for them, want someone to take care of them so they can just not have to do anything. So they literally can kind of just clock out, you know, do whatever they want, have enough money to get by. But then there's this other portion of people that want to make it for themselves, have an entrepreneurial spirit, or even, you don't need to be an entrepreneur to make it for yourself. You can have a job, you know, you can just, it's about doing it for yourself. And this conversation that I had, the conclusion that we came to was the people that kind of want to check out and just have everything given to them are the least empowered. They don't have power over their lives.
Right.
And then imagine this. Years go on and you're being supported by the same, you know, largest corporation on earth, right?
Right.
As it was told to me yesterday. You know, people, you know, these, it's hysterical. These people are so, you know, anti-corporation. They're like, no, you know, fuck big corp or whatever. But then here they are receiving money from the largest corporation on the planet Earth, the United States government. So it's a great oxymoron. These people, they're not empowering themselves. And I'm not saying that there's any problem with receiving right. money from the government if it makes sense, if it's suitable, but right. not just to check out a life,
right.
not just to like decide, you know what, I'm just going to be a vegetable in society and let everybody take care of me.
Right. So I definitely agree with you. I mean, it's either you check in or check out. You know,
there's like, no in between.
There's no in between. You check in or check out. You know, you live in America, and you know, this is the land of the home of the brave, and you know, we have dreams, and America was built on a dream. And,
yes.
You know, I understand there's people out there who, you know, who are injured, and people who are senior citizens, people who are veterans,
and that's one that's different. That's yeah. you know, people that can't
who need
support,
right. who right. really need, but. Right now, we're calling out and we're speaking to the people who are just down,
yeah.
who don't believe in their dream,
yes.
who are not visualizing something that, you know, they've never visualized before. They're trying to get somewhere in their lives, but they've lost belief, and you know, they've inherited things like laziness and
right.
and things like. You know, there's no motivation there. They don't see where they are at the moment. You know, they're sitting at home on their couch, you know, watching TV and eating food, regardless what kind of food it is. It doesn't matter because it's getting paid by the government for you, and right. and you're a completely you know, able person who's able to grow in many forms in many ways. And America has infinite possibilities for you. You
yes.
know, you know, there's
yes.
there's anything you want. You want a credit card, go get it. You want a bank loan, go get it.
Right.
You know, you can do it. Whatever you want. And you know, these people need to start believing in themselves, and the only way they can do that is by seeing the whole point of the collective conscious.
Right.
Like what America is.
Right.
You know, as a collective conscious, like
totally.
America is definitely a very collective conscious.
Right.
You know, and a lot of these people that are living off the government, you know, they need that encouragement, you know. Perhaps they need something to get that spark going.
Right.
You know, I mean, what is it? You know, only they will know.
It's
you know,
so
in the
true.
End, but
so true.
Then, you know, listening to a radio station, you know, like Dave's Good Vibration Station, that's something that could encourage them. You never know.
Totally, man.
You know, and
that's why we're here, brother.
Reach out to those people, you know, who are having a hard time to get their day going. You know, they're sleeping in. They can't get up. There's a lack of strength in their body. There's a lack of strength in their mind.
Yes.
You know, and they need that encouragement. And this is the whole point of continuing to grow as a collective conscious, so we can
totally.
All raise each other's vibration. And that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to reach out to everybody who's having a tough time, just, you know,
beautifully
moving
said.
On up, getting... You know, achieving a dream, because, you know, every individual has a dream in this world.
Right.
Regardless.
And what's really sad is, if you notice, so I heard this really just beautiful quote the other day. That's all right. I'm just going to read this momentarily. This quote that was given to me, by a dear friend of mine. And, It's really interesting. So it's a text that someone sent to someone, and someone said, this hit me really fucking hard. And then here's the text. It says, I don't know, man. It just makes me so, so sad when you're watching someone talk about their passion, like when they light up and start bubbling over the words, and then all of a sudden they stop themselves and say stuff like, sorry, I know this is boring, or sorry, I just got excited. Like, you know, somewhere in their life, someone they respected told them, quote, shut up, nobody cares, or something of the sorts. And ever since that moment, they can't talk about their favorite things without apologizing every 5 seconds.
Right.
So what's really interesting is I'm guilty of that as well. There's been many times where I've been talking about something that I'm inspired by, or I'm invigorated by, I'm excited, and I'll be talking to someone about it or a group of people about it, and then I'll realize, am I coming off a little pompous? Am I like, or, you know,
is everybody as excited as I am about this?
Exactly.
You know,
so you'll say
I
sorry.
I totally agree with you.
Right?
People, a lot of people have lost passions throughout, you know, throughout the beginning to the end of their lives.
Yes.
You know, I totally agree with you. And they need somewhere to pick up. They need an energetic center.
Yes.
They need an energetic center and, you know, a positive talk show of vibrations, or, you know, wherever you can pick up that positive energy to keep you going, you know, whether it's a church, a temple, a mosque, whatever it is. You know,
listening to a radio show, watching a cool show, listening to a speaker, whatever, man.
You need an energy center.
Yes.
Okay. And there's tons of energy centers on this earth. You know, some are nature-like. You know, they're in nature. Some are inside buildings. Some are on radio stations. Some are on TV. Some are in movies.
Some are on YouTube.
You ever watched? You know, you ever watched an inspirational movie with a great story or a great moral, and it just lifted you up for that 30 minutes, one hour. You know, you might have even woke up a little different the next day, depending on how powerful the movie was.
Totally.
You know, and
you're like, I want to be like that guy, and then you do something that, you know, to move yourself closer.
Yeah, there's always that side of us that wants to, you know, to continue growing, because that's just how everything is. It continues to grow from the plants to people, to kids, to babies. We all continue to grow mentally, physically, and, you know, we want to achieve, and that's just the way it is. And if you're down, you know, the best thing to do is go find an energetic center wherever it is.
Yeah.
Lift yourself up. Listen to a positive show. Do something. Read a positive book.
Totally.
That's what it is.
Totally.
That's the only way. You're stuck in your life. Yes. You know, you're having trouble growing economically, whatever. You're having trouble growing in relationships. You need a source, okay? And the source is an energetic source.
Right.
Where you get it is your choice.
So true.
Hopefully it's not from drugs.
Right.
Or alcohol.
Right.
Because that's our only a temporary energetic source.
Right.
It's gonna go away pretty fast.
Very fast.
You
and then you're gonna crash, and then you feel like shit when you don't have it.
Right. Right. So the best way to go about finding a source to grow energetically is through other people, through other people's positivity and you know, through books, words, positive words, you know, because words are very powerful. And when you read them through a book, it transcribes into your mind, and it does affect you for the time being that you read it.
Totally.
It really does.
Something that I would even suggest, dude, so true. And something else that I would even suggest to people that don't necessarily have the drive to you know, you have this feeling in you that is telling you, well, I want to feel something different. I want to feel happier. I want to feel greater. But you have no idea where to start. What you could do is literally go on YouTube, type in, like, positive affirmations, and right before you go to sleep, just kick on some headphones and listen to some positive affirmations. You can also do this. I love this. I do this every single night. I fall asleep to Theta Wave binaural beats. All right? Every night I do this, and I wake up feeling phenomenal. It's these different frequencies that work with the brain. You have the 423 megahertz frequency.
Oh, I've heard that one. That's a good one.
You have 528 megahertz frequency, and then it goes like, you know, 624s. I don't even
know. You actually fall asleep to that?
Big time, dude. Big
really?
Time. Yes.
And does it jump from one frequency to the next, or you just choose one frequency and you fall asleep?
So I just type in Theta Waves binaural beats, and there's this one specifically that I just play every single night. And I do think that it changes frequencies. It's a 7-hour tape. It's a 7-hour upload to YouTube or whatever, but I connect it Bluetooth to my speaker so I don't sleep next to my phone. I don't dig the radiation and stuff. I put my phone on the other side of the room, and I just have the speaker, you know, by our bed. And then we'll play this music, and we will fall asleep. I have this rule: the moment it turns like 11 o'clock, or if I'm starting to get a little tired, I shut the TV off and we put the music on. So it's like we're programming our minds to say, okay, at this time, we're going to raise our vibration. That is our intention. So
yeah.
For people out there that don't know where to start, or literally like you have a difficult time hearing something positive because it clashes right. with you so deeply, a great place would just be positive affirmations on YouTube.
Right. It depends, because I feel like, you know, everybody needs a different level of vibration and frequency to raise them.
Very true.
And, you know, hearing, you know, being surrounded and gathered by other people with positive vibrations, you know, for example, like in a positive speech seminar might affect you much stronger than, you know, affirmations on the internet.
Yeah.
Depending.
Totally. No, 100%. Really, well, I'm so with you. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, for someone that doesn't have, like, the drive to necessarily, like,
sure.
Like, I want to feel better, but I don't even know where to start.
A dream board. How about a dream
Dude,
board?
Dude, those are powerful.
Those are cool.
Powerful.
I have one. Those are great.
Do you really?
Yeah, I have a dream board. Those are awesome,
dude. That's awesome.
I really like those things. You know, you can pin whatever you like on it. You can put, you know, whatever that makes you feel good, you know, lifts you up. You know, maybe, you know, for example, like a car that you always wanted, or maybe, you know, something that makes you feel happy, you know, a picture.
So true.
A picture of a wave or
yeah,
something like that, you know?
Totally, dude. Yeah. If you're by a beach or something, if you're by a beach, go to the beach. If you're by palm trees, go to the palm, sit under a palm tree for an hour and just like, right. just give your thanks, just feel the air, you know? It's all about making these choices to create a reflection of you, of your reality, more beautiful than it was the day before.
Spreading that positivity. And you got to feed your mind every day, just like you feed your body,
your stomach.
And it's the same thing. You got to continue growing positively every day. And the only way you can do that is by doing something new to raise your vibration every day. And you know, and just like we talked about in the beginning of the show today in regards to, like, you know, being positive with other people.
Yes.
You know, that's going to raise the vibration. That's a very powerful way to raise the vibration, because, you know, to give and receive back positive vibrations is very powerful.
So true.
That's a very powerful thing that you can do every day to start by raising. Just see. You're having a bad day. Just see if you can momentarily raise yourself and have like a moment of positive like a positive feeling, a positive thought, and express it to somebody.
Yes.
And see how you'll get it back.
Yes.
See how you'll get it back.
Powerful.
That's going to make your day. That's
true.
Really going to take you to a whole other place. And once you start feeling that, you know, you can start going about finding other ways to raise yourself throughout the day. From going to your choice of energetic center.
Yes.
Where would you like to go? Go
yes.
to a positive seminar, go to a positive speech, go to see affirmations on YouTube, anything, regardless.
Dude, it's so true. It's so true. Avi, I'm telling you, man, I love having you here on the show. You speak such wisdom. I'm so grateful that you know, you're in tune with what I feel is the future of where we're headed, you know. I do want to give one special thanks to our sponsors. Speak about advertising. Here on the Vibration Station, we do a little bit different type of advertising. Today's show is sponsored by Glow Soulwear, the clothing company that puts love and light into every stitch. Glow Soulwear is high-quality sports and nice casual clothing with awe-inspiring sacred geometrical designs. When you wear Glow Soulwear, you're wearing a higher vibration. We're not telling you that you are better if you buy this or you are worth more. We're just telling you that the apparel and the accessories that this company offers.
Wear the vibration you want to be.
Yeah, wear the vibration you want to be. Beautifully said. Beautifully
wear
said.
Wear the vibration you want to be. I love it.
You can check it out at glowsoulwear.com. Thank you for our sponsors. Listeners, lovers, friends, I want to tell all of you guys, it is such a pleasure to have you here tuning in with us on the Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Davey. We got our brother, Avi, in the studio with us today.
In the house today.
Make sure to check out a little bit more. You'll be hearing him more. Of course, follow us at Good Vibe Station on Twitter. That's just at Good Vibe Station. All right, folks. Davey, I love each and every single one of you with all of my heart. All the love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We'll see you next Sunday. Love you guys.